We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was already a comfortable relationship, you know, being with John before in a class and get to know him a little bit, see how he was in the classroom, and just a role model there, and get to talk to him a little bit throughout my college career, just get advice from him. And, you know, now I'm an employee under him, and I can't wait to learn under him and play for him. So I'm really excited.
That's Niners top pick Solomon Thomas out of Stanford, who was a one-time classmate of John Lynch at Stanford when John went back to finish his degree after his playing days on the farm. And then, of course, John went on to the NFL. But Solomon Thomas, the Niners top pick, how did they do in the draft? How did the Raiders do in the draft? That's been the topic. It's dominated everything as of late. As we welcome in Jeff Ratcliffe from Pro Football Focus, who joins us. You can follow him at Jeff Ratcliffe with an E on the end. Jeff, appreciate your time. First off, let's start with the 49ers and John Lynch going through his first draft with Kyle Shanahan. What did you think of the haul that they brought to the 49ers?
I think John Lynch did a really good job. That was one of the things we were talking about throughout the course of Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Philadelphia. You know, Solomon Thomas, you talked about him there. This is a kid who he has some Michael Bennett to him, the way he plays the game. He can kick down to the interior and play on the edge and base downs. He could rush off the edge if you want him to. He's got that versatility. We saw what he did at the combine, tested out extremely well. And then to get Reuben Foster at the end of the first round, now obviously some concerns off-field stuff, but on the field he is a brawler. And he plays the game very similarly to Patrick Willis, so I think that's something that will certainly perk up the ears of 49ers fans.
John Lynch said he had him number two on his board, Reuben Foster. Do you believe him?
Three.
I'm sorry, they had him three.
Yeah, I do. I have Mate on my board, so I could see that he is that type of talent where he has the ability to thump on early downs. He has speed to cover on passing plays. A lot of people are saying, you know, maybe the best linebacker to enter the league since Luke Kuechly. I buy it. I certainly buy that he would be three on a board.
Jeff Ratcliffe joining us from Pro Football Focus here on the Damon Bruce Show at 95.7 The Game. So the Niners hit a home run, Jeff, it appears, in day one. How do you think they did the rest of this weekend's draft?
Well, there was one head scratcher, obviously C.J. Beathard out of Iowa, the quarterback. In day two, I had him as a day three pick. I understand, you know, what there is to like about him. In fact, you know, his completion percentage was so low last year. We actually put this out at ProFootballFocus.com today because his receivers really weren't helping him out. And if you look at it from an adjusted completion percentage, that gets rid of all those drop passes. He had the biggest gap between adjusted completion percentage and actual completion percentage in this year's draft class. So I wasn't sure about that. But, you know, round four, I really like Joe Williams. A little bit of a strange story, but once he got back into action for Utah, he was impressive this past year. Tested out very well as well, and that's a position of need. George Kittle, not a bad tight end option to add to the mix. Trent Taylor, you get a little bit of a slot receiver type as well, and you know, so just continuing to bring in players into that roster because obviously they have some work to do, especially at the wide receiver position with what they were left with post Chip Kelly.
Well, you're saying that Beathard's receivers didn't catch the ball, so then why would they take a tight end George Kittle out of Iowa with a fifth in the fifth round if he can't catch?
Yeah, I think they looked at him as that H-back type. I compared him to Chris Cooley. Huh. So I think there's a little bit of a Shanahan connection there, and that may have been that what was going on with Kittle.
Let's jump over to the Raiders now. And the Raiders, who took a gamble in round one with Gerrion Conley, the corner out of Ohio State. People probably are aware of the rape allegation he's dealing with right now. Met with Ohio investigators today in regards to this story. the Raiders and Reggie McKenzie, Jeff, they had to be pretty sure. And not just pretty sure, they had to be about 100% or as close to it that Gerrion Conley would be exonerated from this, that he wouldn't be dealing with any ramifications from this. What are you hearing in terms of Gerrion Conley? Now, he's a top 15 talent, but he was falling because of the question marks. Do you think that there will be any issues for Gerrion Conley and the Raiders?
You know, I really don't. I don't know how this is all going to resolve. I really hope for the best here in this situation. But as you said, they did their due diligence here. And if this does pan out, that is quite a value to get. It's hard to get good values on day one, but that's a good value because of the fall here. And it addresses a position of need for them. You know, very well could hit the ground running and potentially be a week one starter for this team. We haven't penciled in atop the depth chart at ProFootballFocus.com right now.
Obviously, Connecticut's a team that's sometimes under the radar in football. What can you tell me about Melifonwu?
I can tell you that he put up freakish numbers at the combine. You know, anytime a kid jumps over 40 inches in the vert, that certainly perks my interest or piques my interest. And he did that 44 inches, 11.9, which is just a massive number. You know, it's very rare we see guys go over 11.6, so 11.9. And the kid can actually play as well. He's not just these crazy testing numbers. So he's got the size, but he's able to close on runners in the open field. He's a strong tackler, capable in coverage, you know, has nose for the football. So all around, really good player. And another guy, you know, I had him at 28 overall on my board, so another guy you could say they got at a value.
You think, although in the third round, Jeff, I do a lot of Pac-12 games, work for the Pac-12 Network, so I've seen a ton of Eddie Vanderdoes over the years. He had a miserable season last year. Now, he's a bit overweight. He was coming back from the knee injury, but do you think the Raiders reached for him a bit in round three?
Yeah, I mean, based on my board, I had him at 109, so 88 is the pick he came off the board. Bit of a reach. You know, you look at him, though, as that space clogger. I had him as a comp to Timmy Jernigan or a Tyba Rubin, one of those type of guys. So you get him on early downs there. That's something that the defense does need. I mean, there's a lot of great pieces in place, but that is something they needed. So I can understand they were addressing a need. But, yeah, it felt a little reachy to me.
Let me ask you this about the 49ers. Obviously, Balke and Jed York had run the draft in years past. Everybody seems to be saying that John Lynch and Shanahan just did a remarkable job. Is there any of that, do you think, that is simply giving them the benefit of the doubt because it is their first draft? And if in a hypothetical world, Balke would have had this draft, would he be getting praised as much?
I think you're probably onto something there. You know, there is that halo effect that you have after a new regime comes in, you know, for a brief period of time. So I'm over in Philadelphia, and the fan base was fully enamored with Chip Kelly, and he could do absolutely no wrong. And then 2 years later, he did everything wrong,
right?
You know. And so certainly that's part of all of this, just the taste that people have in their mouths for folks. But, I mean, hey, you look at what they did, though, and all around, you really can't fault them. And this is from a national standpoint. You can't fault it. In fact, how they played the draft, you know, just simply the first move alone was pretty much, you can say, all right, you guys did a great job. And they continued to add value throughout the course of the draft.
Jeff, great stuff. Appreciate you jumping on with us and filling us in and giving your thoughts on the Niners and Raiders draft. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Radcliffe from Pro Football Focus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.